Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, the sequel to the hit parody comedy of the spy genre. Now, each one of Austin Powers' movies have something that makes all of them popular. There are memes and famous lines from each movie. When I was a younger teenager, the second one, this one, was actually my favorite of the three. It also introduces two of the most popular characters from the franchise, Mini-Me and Fat Bastard, who made a lot of great character comedy dynamics, especially Mini-Me. It gives Dr. Evil more of a personality, and also adds to the villains as well. It also adds to the drama of the dynamic between Dr. Evil and his son, Scott. It's a very cartoony villain way of finding a successor, plus their musical number. Even in the third one, it always entertains me. They're just, it's fucking hilarious, and I love, you know, how they use just like pop culture songs and try, you know, their little spin on it. Although Dr. Evil seeing What If God Was One of Us and him pretending that he wrote the song and singing it with Mini-Me, but he's just going blee, blue, 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 blee, blue, 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 blee. Like, that shit, I don't know what it's stupid, but I find it fucking hilarious. Sometimes dumb jokes like that will just get me. And it still cracks me up, even though I've seen this movie a lot. I haven't really watched them in a while, but when I was a younger teenager, up until like 16, the Austin Powers movies I watched a fuckload. Part of the reason, obviously, being that I am a huge James Bond fan, especially of the older films. So it also added into that liking, because they're overall mostly parodies of the Bond franchise. Fat Bastard is another character played by Mike Myers, which is fine. He's pretty funny, and he does characters well enough to where, you know, I don't mind him adding more. Fat Bastard still has his funny moments, like when he wants to eat Mini-Me. That shit still kills me, like that. Get in my belly! That shit, it's still funny. His fart jokes are a little bit old. They were funnier when I was 13. but not as much anymore as an adult. Fart jokes can be funny. They're just not very funny here when they're a lot. They're not bad fart jokes. Like, I've seen some. I have seen a lot of shit comedies, and I reviewed a lot of shit comedies. I would rather a movie of all the kind of fart jokes that Fat Bastard makes than kind of the fart jokes you see in, like, movie 43 or some of the other really shitty parody films, like Superhero Movie or some of the Scary Movie ones. Terrible. But these ones aren't bad, so it kind of gets a little bit of a pass for me. It's just, it's nothing that makes you go, ha ha ha, anymore. I think the only one that gets me is when fucking Heather Graham's character puts a tracker up his ass, and he's like, ooh, feisty are we? I think that's the only time where it was like fart poop related where I thought it was funny. Still do anyway. This movie does fit a lot of what makes the old James Bond movies. Fit a lot of what the old James Bond movies would do. Like with every movie, Austin has a new love interest. In this movie, the love interest is Felicity Shagwell, played by Heather Graham, who is actually my favorite of the female leads in these movies. Partially because I had a crush on her. Specifically of this of this version. I don't know why I just did. I remember watching this movie going like, she's hot. However, I do think the idea of having Austin meeting a female version of himself does work well with this kind of comedy and this kind of character. This, you know, a lot of this movie has to do with, it's a lot more sexual than the first one. Part of it's because of the storyline. The storyline of this movie turns very science fiction. Dr. Evil creates a time machine to go back in time to steal Austin Powers' mojo while he is still frozen. After he decides that being the reason that he is constantly defeated by the British agent, which he successfully does with the help of Fat Bastard. And the scene where Dr. Evil fucking, like, sips part of the mojo, because, like, Fat Bastard, like, literally, like, fucking removes his mojo. Like, he sticks him with a needle, and it seems to be in his, like, dick, and, like, that's what it alludes to, like, his crotch area, and just removes, like, a vial of mojo, and that's how he stole it. And having Dr. Evil, like, sip on it, I was like, ugh. but his scene that he like gets like it seems as though he gets like a little bit of the powers of Austin, and fucking when he fucks his henchman, it's just a super funny scene, and it works really well with his kind of dynamic, and the characters are just super funny, and it gives something for Frau to do in this movie. And she didn't have a whole lot in the first one, so it works really well. I mean, she did the fembots, and how they get rid of his love interest in the first one is it turns out she's a fembot, and from Dr. Evil, so she like blows up. It's okay, and it's a funny way of getting rid of it because it's a very like James Bond thing to do, as a find some random fucking way to get to make a new female character. That way Bond isn't with the girl in the last movie, so it goes. So anyway, Austin goes back in time as well to stop Dr. Evil from performing his evil plan and to get his mojo back. This movie by the end turns into a mainly being a Moonraker parody, which is the Bond film where a villain makes a moon base to destroy the world. So it goes with the science fiction theme that this one has. So, you know, the end of the movie is them fighting on the moon and shit. And it does have a really funny fight scene between Mini-Me and Austin Powers, just Mini-Me absolutely beating the shit out of him. It's super funny, and it, you know, leads into other funny dynamics as the series goes on. But yeah, Mini-Me's character, hilarious. I like him. He's always fun and entertaining. Yeah, it's the most fun, in my opinion. Of all the movies, this one's the most fun. I like the characters the most in this one. I like Rob Lowe playing a young number two. It's super funny, and one of my favorite scenes is Dr. Evil keeps hitting him in the face with, like, the bouncy world when he's showing his plan. He's like, you gonna cry? You gonna big boy pants? You gonna cry? Keeps hitting him. He's like, no, I'm not gonna cry. And then eventually just starts breaking down funny, breaking down crying, and that also fucking kills me. It's got a lot of funny scenes, and I just, this is my favorite one of the three. So, it still is. So, it hasn't changed much. Overall, I give this movie a 7 out of 10. It's a good comedy. It's a great parody. So if you really enjoy the first one, or if you haven't seen any of these movies and you are a fan of spy movies, or you just want to watch a funny comedy, check these out. I highly recommend them. So yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the previous Austin Powers movie, and I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app is streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.